It's time once again for Getting to Know You for May 2022. Our guest this month is Jackie Grace. To learn more about this lady, let's welcome our host for this evening, Susie B.
Welcome, everyone, to tonight's edition of Getting to Know You. And tonight, we have a guest who we have been waiting a long while to get to hear from, and that's Jackie Grace from Alabama. And Jackie, you'll have to tell us your last name.
Well, you just said it. My last name is Grace, but I'm not amazing. It's just borrowed. It's Jesus Grace.
Okay. Well, for some reason, I thought there might be another name, and I like it. Let's start off with just some basic questions. Where were you born?
I was born in a beautiful island in the Caribbean, which is part of the Colombian territory, South America.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to hear a little bit more about that in a few minutes. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yes, I have a lot of those. We are 11. I'm the oldest among the girls.
Oh, that is a lot. I know your vision problem didn't occur till later, so I'm going to ask you some other questions ahead of that. Well, I don't know that I am. I know that you went to regular school. And at what age did your vision go bad?
The age of 19.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think any year, age is a tough year, but for a girl at 19, tell us about it and what caused this.
I was in Barranquilla, one of the cities of mainland Colombia, preparing to go to school for marine biologists, and went to a doctor for some headache, like migraine type, and they sent me a medication like a treatment. So I took it around 4 days after taking it. I had a reaction when they took me to the doctor. It started like what we would call chicken pox. And, like, you know, you just pour oil on someone and they have bubbles and burn, you know, second degree burn. And it was diagnosed as a syndrome of Stevens-Johnson, which is caused by a medication. And the medication that I was taking was phenobarbital 100 milligrams.
Okay. How long did this last? Were they able to clear that up right off or what?
No, I was in coma for over 2 months, you know, just under a bar, you know, completely burned, second degree burn, as I said. You know, it wasn't pretty, hooked up by tube, ventilator, all that stuff. And here I am. It's not because of me. Jesus gave me a second privilege, which I am thankful for.
So are we. Okay, so this left permanent scarring, right? On your face and arms? Was this just all over?
Completely. Even my nails fell out until now they haven't. But you know what? I wouldn't have to spend money doing nails. How about that? But yeah, it left scars all over my body, as I said. It was second degree burn. Second degree burn go a little deeper than just the skin surface. So, but throughout the years, these start disappeared with treatment through dermatologists and other natural treatment.
Okay, so did you lose just some of your vision or all of it? And if so, was this a gradual thing or just immediate?
Oh, it started slowly, you know, like if you will have a thin veil covering the cornea, and it was getting worse and worse, and like less than maybe 6 months, it was completely gone, but I was still able to capture light and strong colors.
Okay. So when this occurred, was there any type of training for you in learning how to deal with blindness, such as mobility and braille? And
at the beginning, I did not have any training. I used to just do it because of the courage of wanting to do things. But later on, maybe a couple of years later, I decided to go to school for the blind in Cali, Colombia, which I did not stay too long, because sometimes you get to these blind school and they start matching you up with someone else, which I didn't like. So I returned home. Most of the training, I did it on my own. You know, just the courage of wanting to do something else, not just stay there and, you know, become useless to oneself and be, you know, productive and help others. So
you didn't appreciate the matchmaking that went on at the rehab center or school for the blind?
I wasn't there for that. I had other plans, and I went home, you see, because I wasn't there for that. I was there for training. You know, I knew how to get by, get around, some mobility around my area, but we wanted to do it right, you see, because there is a right way to walk with a cane, and there is a way where you may get hurt if you don't do it the right way.
Okay, let's back up a little bit. When you went to school, after you graduated, I guess there was a space between that and when you started having these problems that took away your vision. What did you do when you got out of high school?
Well, when I got out of high school, I went to this city in mainland Colombia, Barranquilla, preparing to go to school for marine biology. But while everything was in place, you know, preparing, I went to secretarial bilingual school, because my plan was to work and go to school. I'm a person, I like to be independent, I like to be productive, and I love to help people, you see, and by doing that I could, you know, do a lot of things, getting less from my parents, you know, and be supportive to other people. So I went to bilingual secretarial school while I was getting prepared to go to marine biologist school.
All right. Well, after you lost your vision and you came back home from the school for the blind, because that wasn't your thing, what did you do then? What did you do with your time?
Well, there was a time when I was told about a doctor who could help me through surgery to regain my sight. So we start traveling, you know, a lot of traveling, meeting doctors all over Colombia, maybe 6 months here, 3 months here, and just like that. Maybe this time it didn't work. You see, we just searching for doctors all over Colombia, because it wasn't for me to just sit there and I can't see, I don't do nothing about it. So we traveled a lot until, you know, finally we found a doctor in Cali, Colombia.
All right. Tell us a little bit. Well, no, because we might want to take more time on that. Okay. Tell us about your wonderful island.
San Andres is beautiful. It's located in the northern part of Nicaragua in the Caribbean, and it's only 27 square kilometers. It's beautiful. The people, they're warm. What I mean, in San Andres, you know everybody. I mean, you have seen this person. You may not know them, but you have seen them. The customs are just beautiful. People are willing to share, to give hospitality. And it's surrounded with a lot of vegetation, tropical vegetation. There, all we have is sun and rain. And, you know, during the month of December, we have the north wind. We also been affected by during the hurricane era, hurricane season, we get some strong hurricane, just like the Iota that passed 2 years ago. It destroyed completely one of the islands because we are an archipelago, like a group of islands, which the island where I'm from is the largest among all. So that's the capital island, which is San Andres. So it's three islands, San Andres, Providence, and St. Catherine. And there the people, they speak Creole, English, and Spanish. We had to learn Spanish since we were added to the Constitution of Colombia because the island, the archipelago, is a British, they're British islands.
Okay. I didn't go over things in school very much because you said, well, you just weren't involved in many things in school outside the classroom. Is that right?
Are you referring to the blind school or regular school?
Okay. I've just got a clue here. In school, no, not the blind school, in regular school, what were you involved in other than just your regular classroom things?
Oh my goodness. I play every sport that was offered. I've been a good basketball player, softball player. I mean, any sport that they had there, any type of activities, I was part of it. You see, and we have a group called Pasity, which I was the leader, you know, just helping students to be aware of how important it is to be better at helping people. And you see, because today we see this situation where children, they are not as useful to older people. And if you are not useful to older people, you are not useful to yourself. So it's always good to help children to grow with that usefulness to themselves and to other people. So I was always a leader in the community. You see, everybody know me as a leader and very helpful to everybody. Not that I'm taking any credit, but that was one of my gifts that I was born with, to reach out to people. I love to reach out to people and help people.
Now, you've told us about this beautiful island, but you're living in Alabama now. So, how did you get from that beautiful island to Alabama?
That's a wonderful question. Well, I met a gentleman in 1983. I was still sighted. I was on a vacation from Barranquilla. And he was there on a mission training, you know, West Africa mission training. He's from America, and he was walking down the street. I, you know, met him along with a friend. We were just out there having a good time, and I met him. And 13 years later, after building a beautiful friendship, we got married, and that's how I made it to Alabama. I'm still trying to learn to pronounce Alabama, so you all will understand.
I like the way you say it. Now, you said he was involved in missions. Wasn't there a connection there about a church that he was visiting and maybe your family? Refresh my memory.
Okay. San Andres, I would say, is where Christianity got started in Colombia, because pilgrims from here go and visited the islands in the Caribbean. And we have this First Baptist Church, which was built in 1847. And the wood that was built, that they used to build this house, was brought from Alabama on steamboat all the way from Alabama to our island. So, you know, when he arrived there, he wanted to visit this church because he heard about it and the wood was brought from Alabama. So I paid the bus and asked the bus driver to pick him there, you see. So that's how we became a good friend. Later on, he tried to pay me what I had paid the bus, and I told him, we don't do it this way. What we give, we don't ask for someone to return it, because the more you give, you know, the more you receive, and it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Now, you said that you all met while you still had good vision, and then you went through these experiences from that disease that caused scarring and whatever, but then you all got married afterwards. What was his response to you because you felt like you weren't pretty anymore?
Proverbs tell us, beauty is deceiving, but a woman that fears God is to be praised. Sometimes you have people that don't look at the physical beauty. They look at the inner person, you see. So his reaction, he didn't care about me being blind. You see, for him, I was always beautiful. The beauty did not end with when I had my syndrome of Steven Johnson. It continued, you see. And he said, well, no problem to that, you see. We kept a beautiful friendship for 13 years, you see. So we were more friend than into a relationship. You see, we had a beautiful friendship. So important to start any relationship with a friendship, and we both know the Lord, so that build the relationship even stronger.
Okay, when you came to Alabama and started housekeeping there, I guess you moved. Did you marry while you were living in the islands, or did you get married and then immediately came to Alabama?
We get married on the island. I didn't care for coming here, but it happened, and I came here later on, like maybe approximately 2 years later.
Okay. All right. Now, how do you handle daily things like shopping and bill paying and transportation? What's that like where you live? Or is it just kind of non-existent?
I don't have a problem in taking care of these things. You know, the technology helps a lot. Thank God for technology. And transportation, we don't have any transportation here, no taxi, no buses. So whenever I need to go somewhere, I have someone to take me, and I'm thankful for that because I have friends who don't have transportation, and I'm concerned about that. You see, I wish I could help everyone that don't have transportation.
Well, you can't do everything, but I'm sure the things that you do are quality. Do you have any children?
Yep, I have two, 18 years, the youngest, and the oldest is 21 years of age.
Did you say the oldest one is 27?
21 years of age. That's the oldest. My son is the oldest and daughter is the youngest.
Okay, I'm sorry. Things are breaking up a little bit and sometimes I'm not getting it. Okay, good. Well, what do your son and daughter do? Do they live close to you?
My daughter is just getting graduated from high school this coming Friday. She want to go to North Carolina A&T Agricultural and Technical School for a double major, which would be computer science and mechanical engineering. And my son, he was in Tuskegee studying computer programming, but when the pandemic kicked in, he put a pause to that and enlisted in the reserve, in the Army Reserve, and that's what he's doing right now. He's preparing to go to Kuwait for 10 months.
Okay. Do you have hobbies?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
Does some of it have to do with digging in the dirt?
Oh, yeah. I'm a gardener. I love it. Right now, we're getting some rain. I'm doing the rain dance because if you have done gardening, you know what the rain do to the plants when we put them in the ground. And I love to exercise. I jump rope, you see, and walking and things like that, like to read, you know, just build friendship. I have a prayer group that is not a hobby. It's something that is a lifestyle. We get up from 6 in the morning, if it is possible, earlier, and just pray with people. Then later on, I get on VIP. We continue praying. I mean, praying is a key to access the throne of heaven. And if we use it, we will receive answer.
Do you enjoy, well, you said gardening. Now, is this with vegetables or flowers or both?
All of it, vegetables, flowers, spices. I love spices. I grow my own tea bushes. If you like chamomile, you grow chamomile. If you like plantation mint, lemongrass, I mean, you name it, I have it, oregano, cilantro, all those.
Oh, I can, there's some good smells and good tastes going on there. Do you make any, health food products or lotions or things like that with these wonderful spices?
No, just a blending of oils. I make my own, not like, you know, for like to give to anyone, because, you know, here you have to be reliable of the things you share. So just for our household, you know, we will make special drink, you know, for example, some have cancer properties, and, you know, we could get deeper into that on another occasion, because a lot of people prefer to do their doctor medication. But I believe it's not wrong to take doctor medication, but I like my natural medicine, you know. But I do take doctor medicine. As I said, God gave us doctors to help us here, but he also gave us nature. Remember, at the beginning of the Garden of Eden, all the plants were good for food. So we can, you know, dig our grave with our teeth or eat from our garden.
Do you enjoy reading? And if so, what sort of books do you enjoy? I know you enjoy your Bible, but do you enjoy reading novels or mysteries or biographies?
I like real stories. As you act, I like mystery novels, you know, a variety of books, because, you know, when you read, you increase in knowledge. It's very important to, you know, to read, because a man that don't read is like a man that can't read.
How did you learn about VIP?
For the people, that's where I learned of VIP. What I love about VIP is just different. I mean, everybody's important here. The people are caring, kind, and encouraging, you see. And here you are treated like family. I mean, everywhere have its problems, but here you are treated like family, which is very great.
Do you have an important, a specific thing on VIP that you enjoy most?
Well, the one that I go to the most is, you know, celebration of all, or the one that relate spiritually related gospel sound. We used to go there, but time does not give me I don't have all the time to get on chat site, because I have a family and I have a lot of activities around here and things that I am a part of. So I don't have enough time to be on the site. And, you know, I love to have everything in order, because a blind person that lives in disorder, it doesn't make no sense.
Right. Well, Jackie, do you have a bucket list?
Yes. My children, they are getting older. I would like to go back to school. I like simultaneous translation. I also like to do a little more deeper into farming. I love farming, you see. And I like to maybe go back to San Andres and do swimming since I do cliff diving. I love cliff diving and everything related to the sea, go fishing. I mean, that's the dream of everyone, to go back to your own place and help people, you see, because if we just go back thinking on ourselves, well, it doesn't make sense. It's always put people first before ourselves. Very important, you see.
Right. Is there anything that you would like to add that we hadn't discussed? And you probably told me something that you wanted to talk about, and if I have forgotten it, then just feel free to go with it.
No, I can't think of anything right away, but if you could remind me what that may be, it's okay.
Well, I don't remember. That's the problem. But you've got a lot of folks in here that I think are going to have questions, so I'm going to let them ask questions. And if there's anything you don't want to answer, just say, let's move on. So, gang, if you are keyed up and you hear somebody else asking a question, please let go of your key. And the reason being, if you don't let go of the key, Jackie can't answer the question. So this is her show, and we're just invited. So, Jackie, here's the folks that have questions.
I just have a comment. Great interview.
Jackie, I just love you so much and have been honored to have you as a friend and admire you so much in your walk with the Lord. And I really, really appreciate our friendship. You told me one time that you dove off a cliff. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That is one of my passion. Everything related with the sea is my passion. I did scuba diving, freestyle diving without no equipment, and I do cliff diving also. The first time when my baby had 18 months, I threw him off like a height of over 200 feet, and that was shocked my mom. But I was there before he came back from under the water to be right there for him, and he was only 18 months. That sounds crazy, but it's just wonderful, you know.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I could have done that.
Ooh, wow.
Jackie, it's Parker. I'd like to comment. I've known you since the beginning, back when you were a Sun Island girl and you were still on the islands, and it's been a real pleasure.
And I want to say this pretty much the same thing, Jackie. Always admired you. I've known you from the FTP days, and glad you came over to VIP with us, and you're a great friend. Love knowing you.
Been a pleasure to see that your relationship with the Lord.
Jackie, it's been wonderful knowing you on ICC, and it's been wonderful knowing you and praying with you and everything. And I am so glad that you consented to come on to it, getting to know you, because this has been a tremendous interview.
To God be the glory, and I'm very thankful for the kind words that have been expressed, your humble servant.
Jackie, it's Rod asking you this question. There's a culture of women in the Pacific, and I think they're on the island, and they actually support their community. I don't know what the men do, but the women go out and dive, and they get, I think, mainly food off the bottom of the ocean and things like that, and they sell it. Are you familiar with that culture?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but I'm not in the Pacific, but in the Atlantic Ocean. My island is in the Atlantic Ocean, very close to the country of Panama, close to Jamaica, Honduras, Salvador, Nicaragua. I mean, it's part of the Colombian territory, but far away from Colombia.
I read a book on these ladies one time, and when you told of your story, it made me think of that.
On the island, it does mine who do the diving. You know, people go in fishing boat and, you know, and things like that. And a lot of people do freestyle diving to gather food from the ocean. And it's just amazing because it's a way of surviving. You see, right now we're having a situation with Nicaragua. We're part of the coast was taken away, and it's affecting our fishermen because that's how some people survive, by fishing, you know. And we have a great relationship with countries, with treaties where, you know, you give them part of your territory to fishing, but sometimes it affects the island because of the way they use fishing, you know, with dynamite and all that stuff, which affect the environment also, since we have a lot of scuba diving business on the island.
Any other questions? Because we've got lots of time.
Does your daughter have a love for the ocean like you do, Jackie?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they love it. I went I went there for 3 months. I went by myself, and they was kind of a little sad about it, so because they couldn't go since they've been in school, and I didn't want to interrupt that, so I went all by myself. I took a flight from Jacksonville to Miami, and from Miami to the island. It was a long trip, but thank God I made it there.
Jackie, probably not, but was this your first time flying by yourself?
No, ma'am. Like maybe the fifth time.
When you're flying, how is that? Do you find that you feel somewhat like a VIP when you're flying by yourself because they take good care of you?
Oh, yes, they do. You whenever you are making your flight registration, you always ask for help. And from the moment you got to the front desk, you know, where you check in, they will help you. They'll give you a wheelchair if you want, if that's what you want. I love to walk, you know, because I just love it, you see. But at some point, I accept the wheelchair because you always get to get on the flight first before everyone else. And they are very attentive. I mean, extra attentive. I call the wheelchair my limo.
Any other questions? Well, Jackie, have you thought of anything else that you want to share?
Yeah, I want to share. You know, as blind people, we can't make other people make us feel like our life's over, because we are people that have a heart. We are able to do great things. You see, we are able to do things that sometimes we may not know, but we have to give ourselves a chance. You see, as for me, I do the mowing on the yard. Sometimes I do the raking. I get out there and I do it as better as somebody that is sighted. And this is just one example. But believe me, there is a little person in you that wants to do great things if you just give yourself a chance. Because sometimes the sighted people around us make us more disabled than we are, you see, because they are not helping. What they do, they get in the way. So don't give up, but maybe help somebody to know you better and give you the chance to do the things you would like to do. Don't give up on your dream, you see.
Well, Jackie, I want to thank you for coming agreeing to be my guest. And like I say, you were initially scheduled, but I had your email wrong. But when I was trying to get in touch with you, you were not in this country. But I'm so glad you're back and that you agreed to do it. And thanks to everyone for coming. And Jackie, I hope this is not the last time I have a chance to just to chat with you. Thank you so much. And good night, everyone.
This has been a presentation of VIP Conduit.